The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Planet Man, Slats, and the robot Barrel were trapped on the planet Torino amid incredible heat and an atmosphere of gaseous sulfur. Zen, one of Torino's inhabitants, with arms and legs like the tentacles of an octopus, informed them that Klee, his ruler, had given orders for the occupants of the ship to come before him. Anxious to continue the search for allies against Marston, Planet Man has just told Slats that they have no choice but to obey Zen's demand.
But, Dantro, once we leave the Alpha, we'll be at their mercy. We can't live for 10 seconds out there without space suits, and Zen knows it.
I know that, Slats. But it isn't quite as one-sided as it seems. We'll take hand weapons along, and once we get out of the field they've trapped the ship in, we'll be able to use them.
I still don't like it. You can't trust that Zen a minute. Remember what Barrel said.
Slats is right. Zen is not to be trusted. He emanates hate. I feel it more than ever now.
What's our alternative, Slats?
Just to sit here and rot, I guess. Okay, so we stick our necks way out. Let's get it over with.
Get my spacesuit out of the locker, will you, Slats?
Yeah.
I want to take care of a few things. Oh, and tell Zen we're coming out, please.
It's a pleasure. Fooey. Hello, Zen. We're coming out.
That is good. You're showing some sense. Klee is not a Tyrrhenian to be refused. Be sure that no one remains aboard your ship.
Don't worry. All of us are just two of us.
And do not lock the ship.
Hey, now, that's going too far. You hear that, Dantro? He says don't lock the ship. You must really think we're soft in the head.
Tell him we won't, Slats.
What? Say that again.
Tell Zen we won't lock the ship.
Is everybody crazy here? Look, maybe you want to get stuck out there in a spacesuit, but I don't.
Please, Slats, do as I ask. You'll understand why in a few minutes.
But I... Oh, well, I guess you have your reasons. Zen, we'll do as you say.
I'm ready now. Come on, Slats. I'll give you a hand with that spacesuit.
Brother, what a place this is. It's like one big Turkish bath. I can feel the heat even through the spacesuit.
It's your imagination, Slats. It's hot all right, but these suits can handle a lot more heat than this.
All right, so it's my imagination, but for your information, my imagination has sweat all over it right now.
You'll get used to it, Slats. Then we have done as you asked. What now?
Have you left the ship unlocked? Are all the crew off?
We are the crew, and the ship is unlocked. But let me warn you, no one must enter or try to tamper with the Alpha.
You are in no position to give orders.
Perhaps not. But for the safety of your planet, do not allow anyone to enter or tamper with our ship. And there's a special circuit key to the neuronic pattern of my body and also that of Slats. If anyone else even attempts to enter the ship, it will explode and take this entire planet with it.
Are you telling the truth?
Holy smokes, so that's what you were up to, Dantro. Of course he's telling the truth, Zen. You don't think we're foolish enough to just walk off and hand you the ship, do you?
Klee is not going to like this.
Well, that's unfortunate. But you said you were going to take us to him. Shouldn't we start? I don't imagine he's the kind of man who likes to be kept waiting.
He doesn't. But he's not going to like what I have to tell him much either. Come on, get aboard
My vapor jet. We're late now.
Just 1 second. Beryl, you stay here with Saxon.
I'll not move until I hear from you.
Oh, mighty Klee. Here are the strangers from space, brought before your august presence as you ordered.
Well done, Zen. So, you are the strangers from space. Where are you from? What do you seek here on Terino?
Let's be open, Klee. You know where we're from and why we're here. Zen told you, I'm sure. But what's more important, why have you turned that field on our ship? Why do you force us to come here? What do you seek, Klee?
That is no way to address his ultimate. How do you dare?
Never mind. Zen, it amuses me to see the fish struggle on the hook. When I am ready, I shall silence them. And I am almost ready.
Klee is beginning to show his true evil colors. What can our two friends do to defend themselves? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. When we left Danto and Slats, they were having an audience with Klee, the ultimate of Terino. We find them now as they attempt to persuade Klee to release them from this world of sulfurous gas.
I'm glad that we amuse you, Klee, but I must insist you tell us what's behind this outrageous lack of hospitality.
That is a fascinating device you have that enables us to converse despite our different languages. What did you say you called yourself?
Dantro the Planet Man.
Oh, yes, the Planet Man. How does it work?
Listen here, Mr. Klee. Why don't you stop the game and tell us the score?
What language is this your companion speaks, Planet Man? I do not understand his meaning at all.
What difference does it make? He wants to know the same thing I do.
Your persistence annoys me. When I am ready, I will tell you. Until then, it will be best for you to control your actions. Those spacesuits should not be hard to pierce. And I doubt that our invigorating atmosphere would improve your health.
Now he's threatening us. It's out in the open. Let's blast our way out of here, Danto. I've had enough.
Relax, Flat. We have a few cards to play yet.
Zen, take them to the quarters we have prepared for them. Planet Man, you will find us not totally lacking in hospitality. My scientists have prepared special rooms with the temperature and atmosphere you need. There you can rest until I send for you.
Hey, look, now that that goof's gone, we're out of our spacesuits. Would you mind telling me what you're up to?
Shh, not now, Slats.
What are you shushing me for? We're alone, aren't we? Huh?
Oh, I get it. Snoopers, Al. Sorry, I should have guessed.
It's all right, Slats. I'm not sure myself, but we can't take the chance.
You know, it's not important, Dantro, but say, how long do you think we'll have to stay here?
I'm not sure how long they plan to keep us, but we're only staying a few hours more, I promise you that.
You kidding? How do you know? How can you be sure?
You'll find out, Slats, if they don't send for us in 3 hours.
Well, Dantro, the 3 hours are up. What now?
Watch. Hello! Hello, is someone there?
What do you want?
Hey, there's a speaker over the door.
I want to talk to Zen. Can you hear me?
This is Zen. I can hear you.
I thought so. Now you can see why I didn't want you to talk, Slats. Listen, Zen, I demand to see Klee at once.
Stop this noise and behave yourselves. When you've made up your minds to do as Klee wishes, he will see you.
Just a minute, Zen. I'm not finished.
Save your breath.
If you want to save yours, you'll listen to me.
What? What do you mean?
Just this, Zen. The controls on the ship are set to explode in 3 hours from now. And the energy released in that explosion will never be contained, no matter how strong your force field is. The ship will go and take the planet with it.
You're just trying to frighten me.
If you think so, Zen, just wait 3 hours. I'm not bluffing. This planet will become a ball of expanding gas, And you and your ruler, Klee, will be part of its molecules.
Oh, so that's the gimmick. I should have known you were too smart to be caught off base, Dantro.
How about that, Zan? Don't feel so sure of yourself now, do you?
I must tell Klee. This is terrible. It changes all our plans. What will he say?
I love to hear that.
Well, I got to hand it to you, Dantro. You're sure a smart cookie.
You may be premature, Slats. Let's wait and see what Klee does.
Planet Man, this is Zen. Put on your spacesuits. Klee will see you at once.
Well, let's go. Now it's our turn to land.
Don't get too cocky, Slats. The best we can hope for is a deadlock. Even if we get back to the Alpha, we're still stuck on Torino. And Klee knows it.
Is Dantro's threat taking effect? Or does Klee have a counter move up his sleeve? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.